Proclamation number 7425, dated the October 9th, 1959. About the last judgment in the new earth. You cannot truly imagine in what way the last judgment will proceed. Suffice it to know that it is only a short action where everything will fall prey to its huge power of destruction, and that you will then have no more time to change your thoughts and intentions, because everything will happen rapidly and leave you no time to think. You will be judged at a moment's notice, i.e., whether you'll enter into life or death within a very short time. Those of you who remain loyal to me until the end will be carried away, the others will be devoured by the earth, which denotes Thessal's new banishment into hard matter. Only people who still have a small glimmer of faith in God will have the strength to call upon me in the last moment and still be saved by being spared the fate of a new banishment, albeit they will not belong to the flock of the raptured. Nevertheless, their share will be an easier fate, since they will be granted another embodiment as human being in which they should and will be able to prove themselves, because the time on the new earth will be free from the adversary's temptations, who will be constrained for a long time, as it is written. And that is an exceptional act of grace which, however, will only be taken up by a few, for humanity is completely subject to my adversary at the end, and a person will only seldom detach himself from his restraints in view of the last judgment, which will be dreadful. For all human beings face an appalling physical death, yet before they can spend much thought on it, it has already happened. And my own will witness this event, because I want them to get to know my might and glory, my righteousness and my wrath towards the sinners, and testify to it as long as they live. For they will become the root of the human race on the new earth. The event of the rapture is equally unimaginable, because it happens in a way that defies all laws, and never before has it been experienced on earth that human beings were lifted up and taken away into their living bodies, that I move them unharmed into a divinely beautiful region, from where they will then be brought back to the new earth, as soon as it is created in accordance with my will. I will not require time for this, because all spiritual substances are just waiting to be placed into works of creation which correspond to their degree of maturity in order to continue their path of development. Human eyes do not see the act of creating the new earth, therefore it is not necessary to observe a specific duration of time for the sake of people. And the people who are raptured lack all sense of time, so that they are unable to ascertain what time it takes to create the new earth. Yet my might is unlimited and will reveal itself in the formation of the new earth. For this will show new creations which you humans cannot imagine, but which will highly delight you, who may experience this earth. It is truly a paradise on earth. For my own remain loyal to me during the battle of faith and shall receive their reward for their loyalty. All human beings could experience this happiness if only you would use the short time until the end well. But you do not believe and don't do anything to improve your soul's maturity, and therefore everyone will receive the reward he deserves, a blissfully happy life in the paradise of the new earth or new banishment and the creations therein, so that after an infinitely long time you may once again live as a human being on earth for the purpose of a final test. Amen.